He's in our house. How are you guys?
Not shy in coming forward either, are you?
Mate, the T20 big
bat. That's where it stops, outside the perimeters of our house. It settles down a bit. Oh,
so. I'm sure it does. The T20 big bash series, mate, how's that coming along?
Going very, very nicely, thank you. Yeah, I think everyone's very excited about the semi-finals coming up. There's a couple more of the home and away games to finish off and just to finalise where the semis will be and who they'll be between. But, look, I think, Adelaide Strikers, Scorchers, the Stars, Melbourne Stars, they've come back. You know, they struggled early and they've turned it all around. So, yeah, really exciting. And certainly on 10 Sport, Network 10, we've really enjoyed being able to bring the pictures to you and try and add a bit of colour around the edge of it.
Hmm.
Colour, nothing. You guys go off your chops in the commentary box. Like, seriously, they show the photo, the camera angle of you guys, and you guys seriously get excited. Even, you know, you've been around the world with the Australian Test Cricket Squad, but you're still passionate about the sport, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We all still love the game, and, to be able to, look, you know, sit and watch some of the skills on display of these players is really entertaining and a big thrill. And, they do things that we could only have dreamt of doing in our time. It's amazing how the game has evolved and changed. And, I mean, just a couple of days ago, we saw AB de Villiers over in South Africa get 100 off 31 balls.
Yeah.
You know, that's just unheard of in previous eras. So it's great entertainment and... But still, for the purists out there, you still need to have in your artillery the skills to be able to do that. And all the basic fundamentals need to be there. So it is high-quality cricket, but this version of it is just so much fun and so much colour. And that's what we've tried to deliver in the commentary is just to add to that. Don't overanalyze it. Just have fun and be entertaining.
Well, you've certainly done that. Now, do you have to control your facial expressions? Like, something happens on the field, on the pitch that you don't exactly agree with or whatever. Do you have to control your facial expressions because the camera is on you the whole time?
Well, I think there's enough evidence from my footage this year to say no. I'm not very good at that. I'm a little bit I give it away when I'm a bit shocked or a bit, you know, humid or a little bit laughing at something. But we've not had any parameters to work with, and we've just been given the directive to go out there and be yourselves. And it's just been great fun. As I say, that the quality of cricket is what the foundation of this tournament's based on. But we've then got a really good, fun team to work together. Flemo, Damien Fleming, Ricky Ponting and Mark Waugh. We all got on really, really well as teammates. And so that's transformed into the box now. And then we've had big Freddie Flintoff and Kevin Peterson in the mix as well. And Viv, old Sir Vivian Richard. It doesn't hurt to have him around. So, yeah, all the guys have just had fun, been happy to, you know, comment on the cricket. And when that sort of comes off the boil a bit, turn on each other, really.
Now, one last question before we let you go, Gilly. Can we see a Superstars of Cricket match between all of the guys that you just mentioned and yourself in the T20 version?
Oh, well, who, taking on the current players?
No, just a bunch of just two different squads of all the greats just playing T20.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I like that better than us taking on the current players, because we'd be no hope there. That's something we could throw around. That might be a little a viewers poll, a KFC viewers poll we could throw out there in the next game. We could throw that out there and see maybe who should be on whose team.
Mm. Okay, we want commission out of this, all right, for coming up with the idea.
Well, we've got to make sure that Peterson plays against Flintoff, because he told him on air the other day that he'd face him with a toothpick. Freddie bowling at the moment, so we might have to organise that.
Well, catch that and more coverage of the T20 Big Bash series only on Southern Cross 10. Adam Gilchrist, thanks for joining us, mate.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.